Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Party poppers!
Oh, yeah, boy!
Yeah!
Woo! Hey, y'all, this is the best time of my life!
Yay!
Hear that? That's the sound of a birthday lime in your favorite club.
Happy birthday to me.
And that is a sad, sad birthday. Wave to the Zoom friends. You only need one reason to vaccinate. So take your shot and get back to life. A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
We witnessed the wedding of Dinah and Goldman in our last episode, and all the guests complimented them on a wonderful event. Sister Patsy, who was an uninvited guest, kept constantly coughing, and Unique advised her to leave, which caused a quiet argument between them. Ignatius and Cherry appeared very unhappy. Right now, Ignatius is on the phone with Dinah.
Dinah, people are going to be talking about that wedding for years. It was wonderful. All the best to you and Mr. Goldman. All right, no problem. Anything else you need, just let me know. Good, take care.
What are you and Dinah talking about?
She just called me to thank me for the help in cleaning up after the wedding, Shelley. Said my guys did a good job.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm out.
Ignatius?
Yes?
Everything okay?
Everything is perfectly fine with me. I don't know about you.
Why are you coming to bed at nights?
Didn't know you want me to sleep in the same bed with you.
What?
You have the bed for yourself now. You can do whatever you want.
I don't understand what you're really saying.
Look, I have to go.
Can we talk about this when you come back? Ignatius. It's just so.
Hello?
Hi, girl.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Girl, is this the air fryer I hustling with? Anil Baez.
Oh?
I trying to see what's the wattage. Because he's saying there's going to be the main thing to do chicken and so now. So, you know, I just want to make sure that it ain't going to run up the electricity bill. Shelly?
Yeah, what are you saying?
The air fryer. I want to know how much what?
Why?
How you mean why? Electrical power ain't measured in what? Listen, I just want to know what I'm dealing with.
Oh.
Oh, I find it. This is 1,475 watts.
Okay, what do you mean?
I can Google it to find out if it can run up with bill.
Hmm. Just plug it out when you're not using it.
Shelly, you check the wattage on your appliances?
Sometimes. But whether it's high or not, Ignatius could afford to pay any amount to light bill.
But that don't mean that y'all ain't gonna try to conserve.
Yeah, man. Anyway.
And I'll just go and buy this air fryer without consulting me. If I did go with he, listen, we did examining everything fine. That's why I doing my research now.
Like they should hire you a GPL.
Seriously, Shelly.
Whether you do or you don't do, you still got to pay something when you're done.
Yeah, you pay for what you use.
But look, eh? If it wasn't for the power utility upgrade them people do, you wouldn't have time to be checking a wattage and all that.
You see that? It means that the upgrade worked in two ways. Improve the electricity and improve awareness.
Yeah. Anyways, everyone talk to you about something else.
All right. It says online that the air fryer won't make a big change in your light bill.
Good. But here now, Ignatius acting funny with me, Marla.
Funny?
Yeah.
Funny how?
He hardly saying anything to me. He stopped sleeping in the room with me. One morning I come out and he's sleeping on the couch. And last night, he sleep in the other guest room.
Really?
And if I ain't talk to he ain't talking to me. And I sure I hear he crying in the shower last night.
You see? Shelly, the man knows.
Know what?
About you and his nephew.
Oh gosh, Molly, he had his suspicions. But I put him in at ease.
Yeah, but you think that he would have just stopped there? Listen, I sure Ignatius investigate y'all too.
But if you know for sure, you don't think he would have come home and behave bad?
Maybe he decided to handle it another way. Maybe he's so hurt that he can't bear to talk to you.
Come on, the man don't say though.
Shelly, listen, it's the only thing that makes sense whether you want to hear it or not.
You really think he know?
I feel the man know long. They haven't got camera inside the house.
The cameras is for outside and inside.
Oh.
What are you gonna do?
Shelly, my advice to you is not to say anything. Just wait till he approach you.
You think he planning for divorce me?
How are you gonna know?
What are you gonna do?
You can't say I didn't warn you, Shelly. You should have never let Alonzo seduce you.
All we have is a business relationship now. You think they can make a difference to Ignatius?
Hmm.
I can't lose everything. I can't lose me husband.
Well, you should have think of that before you decided to sleep with your nephew.
You ain't helping.
What you want I do? Lie to you?
Look, I can talk to you later. Oh gosh. Shelly, what you gonna do?
Thank you for inviting me to have breakfast with you, Ignatius. It's always good to get away from Lucille for a bit.
No problem, Mr. Carter. We men surely need our time away from these women.
Indeed. She has been driving me nuts lately. Drove me to drink. Can you believe that?
Really?
But between me and you, I am giving up the habit. I had heart palpitations a few nights ago and it frightened me. I really thought that was the end for me.
Glad to know you're okay. I consider you one of the wise ones in Morondai.
Thank you, Ignatius.
And that's why I wanted to seek your advice.
Okay.
I recently learned something about my wife, Shelly. I mean, it's something I kind of knew before, but I was in denial.
I see.
I found out, I learned that she had an affair on me.
Oh, dear God.
And it was my own nephew.
Young Alonzo?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Like I said, I suspected for a while and then I knew for sure, but still I needed further evidence. I have concrete evidence now. They did.
Wow.
And now all sorts of thoughts are running through my head. I'm feeling angry. Hurt. Depressed. I've been crying in private at nights. I want to shout at her and...
I hope you have not resorted to violence or planning to.
No, not at all, Mr. Carter. I would never be violent with any woman. But there is this anger in me and I feel like just lashing out at her.
Have you spoken to her about it?
No, I haven't told her that I knew.
I see.
I'm afraid that this may end our marriage.
But do you want it to end?
I love that woman, Mr. Carter. That's the truth. And that's why I'm so hurt. I can't remember ever crying over a woman, but Shelly did this to me. And every time I think about life without her, I'm overcome with fear and anxiety. But she betrayed me with my own nephew.
Are you open to fixing it? Ignatius, Many marriages are broken, but there is always a way to fix it if you want to.
I don't know.
Have you been faithful to her throughout the marriage?
I haven't.
So, can you two come to the table, confess your sins, wipe the slate clean and start again?
And what happens when my nephew seduces her again?
How have you spoken to him?
Staying away. I'm not a violent man. But there is so much rage in his direction that if I see him, I might do something I regret.
Ignatius, you can't deal with this alone. My advice is that you seek professional help immediately. I do believe that if you keep harboring these feelings, it may be worse in the long run. You should deal with this now with all parties involved.
Alonso, I go to the doctor this morning.
All right, good. Have fun.
Will you come with me, por favor?
For what, Benicia?
Since I go to the doctor, you never come in with me to see her.
I thought we fighting COVID, girl.
But the doctors say the fathers can come in once they do the COVID guidelines. Wear the mask. You have to take blood tests for sexually transmitted infection. Una y otra vez. I tell you before.
Girl, look. Don't speed me here. I good. Right now, I got a lot going on. Me mind my business finally taking off, and I need to put all my focus in that.
If it was Shelly pregnant for you, you not do this.
Would you say that?
Nada.
Oh.
When you come to take the test.
Benicio, let me make it clear to you. I ain't interested in this pregnancy in any way, shape, or form. I don't tell you. I didn't want no baby.
Alonso.
Do you think? Don't involve me.
So when the baby is born, you want nothing to do with it?
Dog is your worries, not mine.
Wow.
Look, you leaving now?
I need money to go.
It's not 2 days ago I give you some money.
No, Alonso. Last week.
Oh, well, look, you got $5,000 there on the counter. Take down the line, you.
So you're not going to take me?
Okay, I'll make that today. Next time.
Why you do this?
I can see you later. I'm making a quick spin.
Por favor.
Make sure you lock the door when you're leaving.
¿Qué, Alonso? ¿Por qué me tratas así? Why, Alonso?
Benicio?
Hello, Mr. Ignatius.
What's wrong?
I'm so tired. Alonso is still treating me like I'm nothing to him.
All right, calm down. Don't cry. What he did this time?
He will not go to the doctor with me or give me money.
Still?
Yes. I don't know how else to convince him.
All right. I don't want you crying and stressing. Stress is not good for the baby.
See.
Listen, you relax. I can take you to the doctor.
Can you call Alonso and just talk to him for me again, por favor?
I will call him now. In the meantime, you get ready. I will come just now, okay?
Gracias. I appreciate everything you do for me.
You don't worry about it. I tell you already, that is my great niece or nephew you carry, and I will do everything I can to protect and support you.
Big man, I don't tell you, don't call me phone, you know.
Alonso, listen to me. This is really the kind of man you want to be? This girl is pregnant for you and continue to treat her like dirt.
Uncle, listen.
No, you listen to me. Stop this foolishness and take up your responsibility to Benicia and your child. We Thomases don't do foolishness like that. We are men who does take care of all the responsibility.
All right, Uncle Hero. You can take Benicia if you want, you know.
You know what? I am going to pretend that I didn't hear that. Get your act together, young man, and do it fast.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.